Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
All right, welcome back. Second hour of The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Busy night tonight. Shockers at home. K-State playing Oklahoma this evening. K-State's on a little bit of a roll right now.
Give them their props for beating Iowa State.
Well, beating Iowa State, coming back to beat TCU. Dean Wade with a big basket in that win over Iowa State. Didn't score a lot of them, but at least he's back. So the Wildcats look to be a factor again, and it should be an interesting one tonight against the Sooners. All right, our top 10 Wednesday theme is athletes in the NBA, MLB, or NFL that you would most want to start a franchise with. All 10 of them could conceivably come from the NBA if you want to. I've got a mixture. I bet you do too. I'd love for our listeners to play along here. Who would you start a franchise with?
I've got a pretty
with?
Even mixture.
I'm going to go young. I want young people. I'm not going to pick a 32-year-old to start a franchise with. May not even pick a Bryce Harper, believe it or not. Yeah, how about that?
Interesting. Giving some stuff away?
I might. You never know. Number 10 on your list of athletes that you would start a franchise with and think you were doing bang-up job.
Ronald Acuna Jr. Number 10. And could skyrocket up a list like this in the coming season.
Well, I could pick 10 Cardinals prospects. But
none of them are even close to
I don't
the
know
pedigree
about that.
Of Ronald Acuna
we'll
Jr.
See.
They're not.
We'll see what
Name
happens.
Name one you think might be.
They got a couple guys in the lower minors that people are very high on.
The Indians have a guy named Jorge Valera who has been compared to someone I'll mention later on this list.
Really?
Yeah.
Number 9 on your list of athletes to start a franchise with.
Baker Mayfield.
All right,
Had
Baker
a nice
Mayfield.
Run at, got the Browns to 7 wins this year.
You think he's going to be a Hall of Fame-type quarterback?
I don't know if he'll be a Hall of Fame-type quarterback. But
is he going to win a Super Bowl?
He's a franchise-type guy. For
Is he the man?
He's a guy.
You don't want a guy, you want a man.
No, you want a guy.
You got to have a guy that will win, though.
He won 7 games for
a team
but
that
won 0.
I'm not quite there with
he
him.
He got them from 0 to 7.
I'm not quite there with Baker Mayfield.
Why?
I don't know. We'll see.
He's taller than 5'8".
Number 8.
Just because of age, I got this guy a little lower, but James Harden.
What is he, 27, 28?
No, he's probably 30.
James Harden. Well, how in the world could you have him there?
What do you mean? Because he's one of the best scorers in the history of the game.
You'd take him over Steph Curry?
He's 29 and almost a half. Yeah, Steph Curry's not on my list.
So Harden over Curry?
Yeah. Believe it or not.
That's strange.
I want a guy who's going to put it in the bucket. I'm starting a team.
Curry doesn't do that. Here's Jason. Jason, you're on the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well.
You got to start with Mike Trout for baseball.
Well, we haven't gotten through our list yet. Mike Trout now 27 or 28. He'll be a free agent at the age of 29, I believe.
Yep.
Thanks, Jason.
Mike Trout.
No question. Mike Trout will probably be mentioned.
He could very well be.
If he's not, you got an issue. Number 6 on your list. Number 7 on your list of athletes you'd start a franchise with.
The youngster that has been compared to Jorge Valera. Juan Soto.
Juan Soto, also on your list from the Washington Nationals. Ronald Acuna Jr., of course, from the
About
Atlanta Braves.
About a year
Braves.
Older, so that's the separation
You
there.
Don't think either of those guys will suffer a setback as sophomores?
Would you take him right now?
Yeah. But
of course. But Juan Soto at 19.
It's a little bit of a roll of the dice.
I don't think so. I think if you're that good, you're going to be that good.
Sometimes not. Sometimes they flame out.
He'll figure it out if he struggles. He just turned 20. I mean, come on.
Number six.
Number six is Mookie Betts.
Mookie Betts is 25. Is that right? 26. I don't think you'd have an issue not going with Mookie Betts.
I it pains me to do it, but because he's a Red Sox. But yeah, he played pretty much all of last year at age 25, and now he's going to be 26 for the upcoming season.
Be hard not to pick Mookie Betts.
He's a fantastic player, and he's good for the game, and he's fun.
Who would you start a franchise with, listeners? You got your MLB, your NBA, and your NFL, and you get to pick one player to start a franchise with. Who would it be in those sports? Are we at number six or five? Top five for Jeff on his list.
Had to do it. Francisco.
I thought he'd be number one.
Lindor. I'm
from the Cleveland Indians.
Trying to keep it
really
realistic.
He's not number one?
No, he's not number one, but he's in the top five.
If somebody came to you today and said, Jeff, we're going to grant you a wish. You get a Major League Baseball franchise or an NBA franchise or an NFL franchise, who are you going to pick to start that franchise?
That's what we're doing.
You'd pick Francisco Lindor.
Maybe.
You would.
I own the team?
Yes. I know you well enough.
No, you don't.
Oh, I do.
By the way, he led the league last year in runs.
Runs are not an indication.
I know.
It's all about WAR and PCP and XG,
PCP?
And XS
Well, he was
plus.
Worth eight wins, too. So he's not a bad little player.
In my day and Tom's day, we looked up the stats and we knew a good player.
No, you didn't.
Oh, absolutely.
Otherwise,
I watched the game and I knew a guy that could play.
No, you didn't.
Oh, so Willie McCovey couldn't play.
He could play.
Willie Mays couldn't play.
So you're
Hank
talking
Aaron,
about the all-time greats. You couldn't.
Well, why didn't I know they were an all-time great? Because I watched them.
Great. I mean, come on. You wouldn't have been able to pick a guy out like Matt Chapman, or you don't even give Andrelton Simmons the credit.
He's a nice player.
No, he's a great player.
He's not a great player.
Yes, he is.
Is he going to be in the Hall of Fame?
Potentially,
no.
Yes.
Not ever. Not in a million years.
You'd be surprised.
Max, write that one down. You've got to eat three corn husks.
He's well on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Three corn on the cobs without them being cooked.
He is well on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Andrelton Simmons.
Well on his way.
Do you have his numbers up there?
Yeah.
What's his career batting average?
Doesn't matter.
Nope, but tell me.
Ozzie Smith made it.
Tell me.
269. Who cares? You realize
nobody talks about Andrelton Simmons in the way they talked about Ozzie Smith.
Is Deion Sanders in the Hall of Fame in football?
I don't know.
Yeah. How many touchdown passes did he throw?
Who cares?
Right. Who cares what Andrelton Simmons' batting average is?
What's his on-base percentage?
He plays defense. 316.
316?
He plays defense.
What's his OPS?
698.
Oh, my God. Get back to me when Andrelton Simmons is in the Hall of Fame.
The year before that, it was 752.
I don't want to argue with you. You're
hitter.
Wrong.
No, I'm
number
not wrong.
Number four on your list.
People will be in the Hall of Fame based on their defense. They already are. Number four, Anthony Davis.
Then why do you question whether Yadier Molina's a Hall of Famer? Probably the best defensive catcher
because
of all time.
Because his defensive acumen doesn't rise him to the level.
Are
of
you
Hall
out of
fame.
Your mind? Are you really?
It doesn't
have you
put
had,
him in elite company.
You're crazy.
It just doesn't, based on the numbers
Jeff,
that we have.
Jeff, do you know anything about the game?
I know a lot about
you
the
really
game.
Don't. If you're telling me that Andrelton Simmons is going to get in the Hall of Fame based pretty much solely on defense, and then you're telling me that Yadier Molina, his metrics for defense aren't good? He's the best defensive catcher
overall,
of the generation.
His complete body of work. By the way, Yadier Molina leads Andrelton Simmons in WAR by 3, and he's 8 years older, 7 years
He's old. A much better Hall of Fame candidate than Andrelton Simmons.
Well, we'll see.
Number four on your list.
Anthony Davis.
That's a pretty good one, isn't it?
Yeah, did you forget
I forgot
him?
To write him down, but I'm going to make sure I get
that
done.
You probably ought to put him in.
Right now. Number two, And the list number today three is, which players would you start a franchise with if you had the ability to do so in Major League Baseball, the National Football League, or the National Basketball Association? Number three.
This is tough. Three through one, it's hard to put in order. But number three, I'll go with Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Just call him the Greek freak, and we'll get... We'll...
Do you know I can spell that?
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
Spell it.
Antetokounmpo.
How do we know that's right?
Look it up.
I'm not about to look it up. That's not a bad one. Number two.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, he's only number two.
He's only number two.
Oh, man. Are you out of your mind?
No, he's number two.
Mike Trout's number one.
Of course Mike Trout's number one. He may be the greatest player to ever live.
And he's not won a thing.
Believe it or not, he's 125th of that roster.
And Mahomes is going to come in here and win a Super Bowl in his first full year as a starter. Max, don't look at me like that. See, I can't even talk about anything that's even connected to the Patriots. Max gets upset.
Well, he should be upset about that.
I'm picking the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
Well, go for it.
Sorry. That's just what I think is going to happen.
Makes you feel good.
Mike Trout, number one on your list.
Yeah.
Over Mahomes. How does that set with you, listeners?
Well, Mike Trout has been doing it for seven, eight seasons. And he's been the best player in baseball in each of those seasons. Every year
he's
been the best player.
There's no questioning he's a great, great player. They need to put a team around him.
It's not his fault.
Mm.
Oh, please, don't do that. Come on. You realize if they didn't have him, they'd be just hopeless. They'd have nothing.
Well,
it's not his fault they gave Albert
Pujols. I watched a player like him for the first 11 years that he played in Albert Pujols. And I know that Albert Pujols won two championships.
Right. Albert Pujols was not the player Mike Trout is.
You're out of your mind.
Mike Trout is a better player.
In his prime? That's crazy.
In every
Look up
aspect
Albert.
Of the game.
Okay, get your Trout numbers up there, okay?
In every aspect of the game, he's better than Albert Pujols. Sorry.
Get your numbers up there.
And Albert Pujols is an all-time great player.
Get your numbers up there for Trout. I'm fine with that.
He's a better player. There's no debate.
Get your numbers up there.
There's no debate.
There's a debate.
There isn't.
Because I've never seen a player better than Pujols for his first 10 years in St. Louis. Here's what Albert Pujols did. Man, get this dead gum thing to work. There we go. He drove in 100 runs or more in his first 10 seasons.
Not a stat that matters.
He had an OPS. What? Read me Mike Trout's OPS for his first 10 years.
963, 988.
Okay, no, I'll compare them. 963, 1013.
What was that?
We're going 10 years.
What was that OPS plus in 2001?
Okay, we'll do that. 157.
168.
Okay, next.
179.
151. Next.
168.
187. Next.
176.
173. Next.
172.
173. Next.
186.
178. Next.
199.
157.
Better
next.
Better player.
Next. Mike.
That's it.
No, let's keep going.
That's all the years Mike Trout's played. He's played
192, 189, 173. Albert Pujols led the league in OPS plus five times. He led the league in OPS three times.
Mike Trout's done that in five times in 7 years, three times in OPS in 7 years. Led it in slugging, OBP, walks, stolen bases, RBIs, runs. He's a better
Mike
player.
Mike Trout. Chip. Hello, Chip.
Well, you know why I called.
Well, I hope you called for the reason I think you called.
I mean, the kid has just lost it.
Mike Trout is so much better than Albert Pujols. This isn't even close. Sort of close, but it's not that close.
Just get your numbers. Forget about it. I mean, the eye test. I mean,
right, the eye test tells us Trout was better.
Oh, stop with me. It's a
tired act, Chip. It's a guy that really wants to connect with the new age.
Mike Trout is better than
Albert
Pujols.
It's a sad thing to listen to.
He plays center field, Chip.
Gosh, you know, and our MVPs, we know that if Barry Barry Steroid wasn't around, Albert would have had 6 or 7 MVPs. Please, I almost have to turn the radio off tonight.
Don't turn it off.
Did Albert take me. Anything?
You got me here, man. Thanks, Chip.
All right. Take care, guys.
Appreciate it. Here's Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy.
Thanks for taking
Don't
my
forget,
call.
Listeners, I'm still here. I know Jeff will infuriate you.
Because Mike Trout's better than
Albert
Pujols.
You've never been infuriated before. But what I want listeners to remember is that I'm holding down the fort. What do you have, Jeremy?
I cannot believe you put Mike Trout number one. Come on, Jeff. Really?
He's the best player maybe ever to play baseball. Ever.
Are you kidding me? Ever?
Ever.
That's silly.
Ever.
The fact that you would even say that, I should take your baseball card away from you because, one, I'm a Red Sox fan, but to me, Babe Ruth is still the greatest player and will always be the greatest player that ever lived. And to me, Mike Trout's not even – I wouldn't even put him above Bryce Harper, Mookie Betts, any of them.
How'd Babe Ruth do against black players? How'd he do in night games?
You know, Willie Mays did pretty well.
How did he do against left-handed specialists out of the bullpen?
This is his tired argument, Jeremy.
Why don't you let Mike Trout drink 3 beers, smoke 2 cigars, and see if he can still go hit 200?
How'd Mike Trout do
in 1926?
How'd Mike Trout do when there were 16 teams in Major League Baseball and it wasn't this watered-down product that we have today?
And I'm pretty sure the fields were a little bit
shorter. You're right.
Good call, Jeremy. Boy, you just got hammered.
I mean, Jeremy, at his lowest level of softball performance, could have hit the ball out into right field in some of the places.
Anybody who's seen you play softball, I'll make this point. Anybody who's seen you play softball would know that you don't have that much knowledge. You can't hit a ball
anymore. What does that have to do with anything?
Because you can't hit a ball.
Similar batters threw 26 to Mike Trout. Frank Robinson, Ken Griffey Jr., Mickey Mantle, Hank Aaron, Miguel Cabrera, Orlando Cepeda, Mel Ott, Eddie Matthews, Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols at 10. Sorry. A little lower.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say this. You're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
The category today is top 10 athletes that we would choose to start a franchise with in either the NFL, NBA, or Major League Baseball. Yours was a good one, I got to admit.
Who's on the line here?
I think you're a little bit overambitious with your Mike Trout, but
please,
you're good. I've got him on my list. Mark, hello.
Hi.
You're on.
Yes. Yes, I agree with Jeff with Mike Trout. He's a versatile player, and you get more out of him as a player than I feel like as an Albert Pujols, he could do more for your team than what Albert Pujols could.
Absolutely.
Disagree, but thank you, Mark.
Better runner, better fielder.
Better runner.
Believe it or
How
not,
many stolen bases does Mike Trout have in his career?
In his career?
Yeah.
He has 189.
All right. Pujols had 111.
Better runner.
Couldn't even run. I don't know. You're out of your mind. How many OPSs over 1,000 did Trout have had so far in his career?
That's an arbitrary number. He's been over 960.
No, I'm talking about over 1,000. How
it's
many?
It's an arbitrary number.
Oh, fine. How many has he had?
2, but he's also been 991, 991, 988, 960. It's
Pujols had 8.
In an era where everyone on the earth was shooting up.
Oh, so now you're accusing Albert Pujols of shooting up.
I didn't say
you
that.
You got a bad thing going.
Did I say that?
Apparently shooting up wasn't a bad thing for you. You're ready to put Bonds in the Hall
of
Fame.
Well, that's why his OPS number plus 10, wasn't as good.
Number 10 on my list is the Greek Freak.
Number 10?
Spell his name again. Quickly.
A-N-T-E-T-O-K-O-U-N.
That's not quickly.
A-N-T-E-T-O-K-O-U-N-M-P-O.
K-R-Z-Y-Z-E-W-S-K-I. That's Krzyzewski for you. I don't need to K-R...
S-A-L-T-A-L-A-M-A-C-C-H-I-A. There's Saltalamacchia.
Well, Saltalamacchia is easy.
Well, give me another one.
I don't have another one.
Exactly.
Number 9 on my list.
Wait a minute. Number 10, though? That's crazy.
I got an interesting
list.
He's
like 23, and he's leading the league in everything.
I love the guy. Number 9 on my list is Alvin Kamara from the New Orleans Saints.
Really? A running back?
22 years old. Do you watch him?
Yeah, he'll last five more years like every other running back.
If I was starting an end, I don't care how long they last.
You do. You're starting a team.
It's the same. That guy is phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Yeah, he's not as good as the Greek Freak. Come on.
Jeff, let me do my list.
I'm trying, but it's a halting start.
Shut his mic off. Chuck is up next. Hey, Chuck.
In the words of Shakespeare, I believe this conversation is much ado about nothing, in the fact that I think you're both wrong, in that when you're talking about Mike Trout and Albert Pujols, I think you're splitting hairs. They're both great. They both could be in the same position. I think they're very comparable players.
I agree. I agree, but I'm going to stand up for my guy.
But Mike Trout's a little better.
You know, guys, get over it. I mean,
Chuck, we've been doing this for 3+ years. I am never going to get over it, Chuck. I want you to visit me on my deathbed, okay? I will scream at you.
I already offered that, Bob. When you were doing the old guy stuff and you wouldn't be around in 10 years, I offered to buy you a beer.
If I took you up on that, I would like that. I just don't know how to make it all happen.
Okay, I'll think about it and let you know. But a couple of real quick points, as Jeff brought this up, just for curiosity, I have two more things to say. Between Albert Pujols and Mike Trout, since Jeff brought up black players and night games and stuff, I'd take Willie Mays in his prime. And the last thing is, for a person to build a team around, I'd take Khalil Mack.
Well, that's not a bad one, Chuck. We tried to build a team around him in Oakland and then traded him, for crying out loud. Number 8 on my list is another running back, Todd Gurley.
I don't get it. I don't get why you'd build a team around a running back.
Because they're great.
Yeah, they're great.
They can win championships. Both of these guys can win championships for you. That's what I want. I don't care about longevity.
Who's the last big-time running back who led his team to a Super Bowl title?
Well, it could happen this year.
Okay, but this doesn't happen.
One of those guys. Oh, it certainly happened.
Name one. Name the last guy.
I'd have to look.
Right. There isn't one off the top of your head. Let's go through.
New England wins a lot of them.
Not with a good every-down running back.
Number 7 on my list, Ronald Acuna Jr. There, you happy?
I'm pretty happy.
Let's see what Dave has. Hello, Dave.
Well, turn Jeff's mic back up. He's the only one making sense today.
Thank you.
Dave, how old are you? Stop trying to act like you're one of the young people.
I'm not young at all. I'm almost 60. But I will say this. I'll also quote Shakespeare. I'm tired of suffering the slings and arrows of outrageous nonsense from Bob. You start your list. You don't even know the name of the guy who's 10. You mispronounce number 9. You have zero credibility. You say, I'm starting with young people so I can build for the future. You take running backs who will be out, like Jeff said, in 5 years. It's time for you and me to hand the torch to the next generation. You and I need to go to the home, get our chins wiped.
Jeff, no, I'm not going to the home. They talked about Earl flaming out on the Jim Rome show.
No, this is a great call, and I hope you hear it.
I'll play it. You know what, Max? Make it a promo, and I'll fight every one of you that try to take me to the home.
Hey, there was a commercial Joan London did that I heard. It was Find a Place for Mom. I think, Jeff, go ahead and call. I think they find him for Dad, too. It's time to put him away.
You know what, Max? Remember this. I want this on a promo. I want it running on a nonstop loop.
Please.
Thanks, Dave.
Will you hear it? Will these words get into your brain?
Number 6. Where am I?
I don't know. 7?
Number 6.
Who is 7?
Mookie Betts. Number 7 was Acuna.
Okay.
Mookie Betts at number 6.
Say Mookie.
Mookie. Number 5, Francisco.
Say Mookie.
I do this just to bug you. And you take the bait every time.
Mookie Pulley.
It's amazing how you do that.
But it's hilarious.
Well, exactly, because I am hilarious.
Say the word.
And whatever Dave's trying to say, if I go to the home, they'll probably have me doing a daily show at the home.
What do ghosts say?
Because I am hilarious.
What do ghosts say? Boo.
Number 5 on my list, Francisco Lindor.
Boo. I scared you.
Jeff, I am playing you like a harp.
Mookie.
It's so easy to do. Look at you.
What?
Number four, Joel Embiid.
Okay.
You don't agree with that?
Not really. He'll be out with foot injuries.
Oh, the guy's great.
I love Joel Embiid. I thought about him.
Number three, Anthony Davis. Number two, Mike Trout. See, I'm not just...
No, you're not. Thank goodness. But you're putting Mahomes above him.
Ready to hear that Dave Phillips thing again already.
1 year for Mahomes, and he'll probably do it for a long, long time.
If I'm not driving around tomorrow hearing that I need to be put into the home, I'm going to be Mad Max. See how I did that? Mad Max? That's not a guy that's on his way to the home.
It might be.
And number one, Patrick Mahomes.
There you go. You want to hear my list again?
No.
Okay.
No, I want to know if more people than Dave, who I've lost a lot of respect for today.
Oh, they do. A lot more people.
Think, like he does, that I probably need to be carted out of here.
Yeah, pass the torch.
At the young age of 63, mind you.
God.
I got years ahead of me doing this.
63.
I'll be here. They might not have radio by the time I'm done.
Well, they didn't when you started.
Kent, you're on the show.
Bob and Jeff, you guys are great. Last time I called was about the young guys. This time I'm defending the old guys. It's not time for you to pass the torch, Bob. And Jeff, the last time a football running back led a team to the Super Bowl was Terrell Davis. Elway did not do it all by himself.
So 20 years ago, my point exactly. Thank you.
Kent.
You guys have a...
I'll be here for a long, long time, Kent.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. Next is Kyle. Kyle, hello.
Bob, what a bad 20 minutes for you there with the whole Mike Trout, Albert Pujols. Take those rose-colored glasses off. Mike Trout is a better overall player than Pujols is. Pujols was a great hitter. But he also stood at first base and just took put outs from the shortstop. That's what he did on defense. Trout is all over the place.
I can tell just simply from listening to you for the last 20 seconds that you haven't played baseball in your life.
I played a little bit.
But seriously.
You don't need to play to know.
You've never been a baseball player, Kyle. And no offense. I mean, that's fine. But how dare you call
it? Have you ever been a football player?
Of course I have.
When? You don't get to talk about the Chiefs anymore.
Anything else, Kyle?
Go Chiefs.
See, don't talk baseball to me. In fact, you don't talk baseball to me. I am the authority on baseball.
You've fallen so far behind, and you're terrified of it.
I'm not terrified of anything. That's the beautiful thing of being my age. Terrified. Are you kidding
me? You're terrified that your son has an ear to the ground on baseball. Meanwhile, I watch Hot Stove every Monday, so I know that...
I know more about baseball today.
I know where Mike Magnante might sign, so
I know more about baseball right now today. I've learned more today than you've learned in your entire life.
I've forgotten more today.
Hello, Martin.
Hey, I've got two running backs for you for two different reasons. One was Herschel Walker. Look what he did for the Cowboys.
Yeah, but you wouldn't start. Yeah, okay, you're talking about people who led their teams to glory.
But Herschel didn't, so continue.
And Emmitt wasn't too bad either.
Emmitt won some Super Bowls. Thanks. Thanks, Martin. Appreciate 25
it. 25 years ago.
Let's take a break. I need some Metamucil. Back in a minute, you're listening to The Drive here on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.